It was 15 years ago that Kurt Cobain took his own life. But this month, his music lives on with two Nirvana releases. There's a reissue of the band's album Bleach and a DVD of a performance at England's Reading Festival in 1992. Our critic Will Hermes is especially taken with the DVD.
The first time I saw Nirvana at the club First Avenue in Minneapolis, I didn't really get it at first. Then they played the song About a Girl, which sounded like something off Meet the Beatles, only bent out of shape by punk metal noise and a much darker take on gender relations than the young Lennon or McCartney had. This live version is from 1990, and it turns up on the reissue of Nirvana's Bleach, which didn't make much of a splash at the time, but with hindsight, shows a band clearly hurtling towards greatness. A mere 2 years later, Nirvana headlined England's Reading Festival. By then, the greatness was obvious.
I'm so happy, 'cause today I found my friends. That's okay, so are you. Look, I miss Sunday mornings every day for all I care. I'm not scared, light my candles in our days, 'cause I found God. Yeah, yeah.
When Cobain took the stage on August 30th, 1992, costumed in a hospital gown, his daughter, Frances Bean, had just been born a week prior, and he and his wife, Courtney Love, were in the midst of a media firestorm around their heroin use. At points during the Live at Reading DVD and the slightly edited CD version, the singer sounds like an animal in a bear trap. Other times, you hear pain turned into the pure joy of sonic mayhem.
Mom and Dad were to show. Drop me off for Grandpa Joe's. Kicked and screamed, said please, don't go. Grandma, take me home. Grandma, take me home. Grandma, take me home. Grandma, take me home.
But some of the most telling moments on the DVD are the bits and pieces of cover versions, like the bit of Boston's radio hit More Than a Feeling that leads into Nirvana's hilariously similar radio hit Smells Like Teen Spirit, or the Star-Spangled Banner quote, pulled from a storm of feedback just like Cobain's Seattle predecessor, Jimi Hendrix, that manages to parody a guitar solo while reveling in one. Live at Reading is nothing more than a polished-up version of a bootleg that's been floating around for years. But between the raw power of the music and the details of the DVD, from the small smile on Cobain's face when he gets tens of thousands of fans to yell, "We love you, Courtney," to the close-up of blood spatters on his guitar pickups, I'd argue it's one of the greatest live rock records ever made, if a DVD still counts as a rock record. With the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame celebrating its 25th anniversary, it's a shame Cobain isn't around to throw his two cents at the proceedings. Then again, maybe we should view Live at Reading as just that.
That's critic Will Hermes reviewing the reissue of Nirvana's album Bleach and their Live at Reading DVD.
What else could I be? All apologies. What else could I say?
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.